Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. The Word of God at Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Be not anxious for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than the food, and the body than the raiment? You, my friend, work, or you have worked, to provide for the physical necessities of life. If a man will not work, neither should he eat. Life, said Jesus, is more than food. The body is more than clothing. Mazzini, the celebrated Italian patriot, declared, life is a mission. Every other definition of life is false and leads all who accept it astray. Religion, science, philosophy, though still at variance upon many points, all agree in this, that every existence is an aim. Here in these words we have a truth that should be recognized by all of us. What do you see in life? I want you to see the true purpose in life. And I want you to see the value of life. We must see that life is from the hand of God. It is written, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Human life had its origin in God. Our own Longfellow said, life is the gift of God and is divine. The Apostle Paul declared, we are the offspring of God. Acts chapter 17, verse 29. Life is precious. Life is of value, and life is not without purpose. Shall we maintain our lives in this world at the discomfort of all others? What about sorrow and disappointment? This is a part of life. Under all circumstances, God expects you and me to make the best possible use of life. He wants you to contribute to the world's betterment. We must see life in relation to oneself. Everyone should look well to his physical, mental, and spiritual development. In this land of endless opportunities, you can be something and do something worthwhile in this world. First on the list of priorities is to hear, believe, and obey Jesus Christ. You owe it to yourself to become a Christian. You cannot become a Christian unless you hear, believe, and obey the Son of God. A man should not think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but it is also true that a man should think highly enough of himself to do something very important with his life. A man should save his soul. God wants you to be educated, refined, Christ-like, doing what you can for the advancement of the kingdom of God. You and I need to grow in wisdom and knowledge daily. The mind of Christ should be in us. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Jesus humbled himself and became obedient. He came to this world to do the will of the Father. One should follow Jesus and humble himself. You know and I know that Jesus should be the Lord and Master of our lives. we must see life in relation to others. We are too selfish. We are prone to speak of my work, my business, my house, my pleasure, as if these were all there is to life. Remember the selfish rich man of the scripture. Remember the soul talk. He said, "What shall I do because I have nowhere to bestow my fruits?" And he said, "This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, be merry." But God said unto him, "Thou foolish one, this night is thy soul required of thee, and the things which thou hast prepared, whose shall they be? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Luke chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. The rich man was not thinking of life in relation to others. He was selfish. He was thinking of treasure for himself. One thing is certain. If we are not rich toward God, we are selfish. You know, my friend, there are times when I am preoccupied with the necessities of life. I think about what I eat, I drink, I wear, as if these were all there is to life. But Jesus said, "Is not the life more than the food, and the body than the raiment?" Do we not see the true purpose and value of life? Paul the Apostle was thinking of life in relation to others when he said, "I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise." Romans chapter 1, verse 14. It was his responsibility to preach the gospel to the lost. Said he, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Thinking of others, he said, "I am ready to preach the gospel." We must see life in relation to God. Your mission in life is to please Almighty God. You cannot please God unless you believe in the fact of God. The Apostle Paul declared, "Without faith it is impossible to be well pleasing unto him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek after him." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. A man must love God. He must love God with all of his heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and great commandment in the law. A second like unto it is this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. My friend, you cannot love God unless you love your neighbor. If you cannot love your brother, whom you have seen, it is impossible to love God, whom you have not seen. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. You and I should see the futility of our efforts to love God unless we love people. The love of the world and the things of the world are forbidden. A divided allegiance leads to frustration and infidelity. Jesus said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world." 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. A man must obey God. Jesus is the Son of the living God. God said, "Hear ye him." To obey God is to hear Jesus. He said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Mark 16:16. How uncertain is human life. There is but a breath of air and a beat of the heart between this world and the next. In this awful suspense, we know that death is our enemy. We are powerless, but Jesus is the Son of God with power to save us. Man sinned against God and became estranged and alienated from God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Consequently, man needs to be reconciled to God. The Apostle Paul said, "We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Man is reconciled to God when he believes and obeys the gospel. Faith only is a dead faith. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, even so faith apart from works is dead. James 2:26. If you believe the word of God, you must obey the gospel or else be untrue to your convictions. Have you obeyed the gospel? Think about it. God bless you, my friend.